This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com and is part of the Deliberate Noise Network, which can be found at deliberatenoise.com. And they're still in the process of being updated, hopefully soon. But you'll find links to all the shows in the Deliberate Noise Network. Right now, it's a page with all of the banners for the shows in the Deliberate Noise Network. I am going to be switching over to a wiki style so that you go there, you see, oh, okay, here are, right now, the banners, you click on them, they lead you to the actual website. But what's going to happen now is you click on the banner, it will take you to a wiki page, which will then take you, which will give you all the pertinent information that you need, including, hopefully, if I have this configured right, a listing of the last 10 shows in that feed. I'm trying to do this because I also want to keep the keep some sort of record of the inactive shows so that you can see what you missed out on. Anyway, if you want to send me feedback, you can email me. My email address is Derek. It's D-E-R-E-K at deliberatenoise.com, or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. I'm a little bit out of breath because, well, number one, I'm a fat man. I am obese, not morbidly like about to drop any second or obese, but I'm definitely technically obese, and I have hypertension. All this is well documented. It's Sunday morning, it is snowing, and my daughter wants to go to church. So her mother wants to stay in bed, therefore I have cleaned off my car and I am warming it up right now. Now, you're probably wondering, what does any of this have to do with science fiction? Well, the first part had to do with the podcast itself. This part has to do with science fiction. As I'm cleaning it off, it occurs to me, as I'm cleaning off my car and I'm tromping around in all this nasty, yucky snow, which, by the way, I don't like snow. If I could stomach living in a place like Florida that doesn't get snow, I would. But it's Florida. Come on now. Florida man is the worst person in the entire universe. Anyway, it occurs to me that there are a lot of people who, and there are people who seriously prepare for a zombie apocalypse, you know, or they wait for the fall of the economic system so they can hunker down in their bunkers with iron rations and shotguns. But for me, the extreme damage that we've done to the Earth's ecosystem, which results in this violent climate change, is something that'll do in the human race a lot quicker, you know. And every time I'm tromping around in the snow, or it's summertime and it's extremely hot, I think back to that episode of Twilight Zone where I can't remember which came first. I think at first it started off like with this oppressive heat wave because the sun was moving, because the earth was moving too close to the sun for some reason. And then it turns out that that was just a dream and that it's actually extremely cold and the planet is moving away from the sun. I can't remember. All I remember is that it was about two extremes, and that's what it feels like we're living in, you know. And I also believe that if Twilight Zone was coming out and they had known about climate change back then, I think that is what they would have used. I'm trying to remember who wrote that. It seems like a Richard Matheson thing to write, but at the same time, because of the twist, it also seems like something that Rod Serling himself would have written, or Beaumont, whose first name is completely escaping me. But either way, whenever I deal with weather, that's what I think of. I think of that Twilight Zone episode because I work from home. I don't get out as much, you know. And when I do get out, I like getting out during the spring and the fall time, especially in Michigan. If you, I once did a, on my YouTube channel, I did a quick little video stating why I love living in Michigan. Oh, no, why it was called Why I Stay in Michigan. And it's just the fall colors are beautiful. Most people don't realize it, but before Detroit became the Motor City, it was known as the City of Trees. And we still have a lot of trees here. So everybody thinks of Detroit as some sort of urban slum. And when I was actually living in the city proper, we still always had trees and grass around, you know. So whenever you see, like, nothing but, empty fields and abandoned houses, that's not Detroit. That's part of Detroit. But you can do that for any major city. If you look, and I just got a reminder text. To take my medicine. Medicine's in the house, and the car is all nice and warm now. So I think I will be sitting out here for a little while longer. Anyway, so when the apocalypse comes, I think it'll be something that'll be weather related. I really do. And I'm saying when and not if, because the extreme weather is brought on by the climate change. And a lot of people like to focus on weather instead of climate. And climate is different from weather, okay? Weather is what happens day to day. Climate is what happens, period. And this is something that probably at this point could still be corrected. I personally don't think it's too late for us to make some changes as I sit in my fossil fuel burning car with not moving, not going anywhere, warming it up, you know, for a short, 10, 15 minute trip. But in my defense, this car only gets started twice a week, maybe. That's why I keep having to take it to the mechanic, because it just sits here. And then finally, when I do get to use it, it's like, are you kidding me? No, I'm not going anywhere. And I know that this next part is going to sound like something out of a science fiction conspiracy movie, but it seems to me that it's sort of obvious that something is going on, you know, with both the weather and the climate. And the same people who keep telling us that this is not man-made and there's nothing to worry about and that nature will do this, and if it gets bad, nature will self-correct, they're the same people who also told us that for years, decades, that smoking was okay. It didn't cause cancer, you know? Or the chemicals that they put in the fizzy drinks, it's okay to drink. I don't trust either one of them, you know? I don't smoke. I don't drink pop or soda or Coke or whatever you want to call it, in whatever, wherever part of the nation or world you live in. Fact of the matter is, we've done damage. And this is nature's way of self-correcting, okay? This is nature's way of saying, all right, you know what? I can't get you guys to knock it the fuck off. So what I'm going to do is just going to mess over here with these CO levels, make things a little bit warmer, not make them extremely cold. Yeah, you guys will be gone in a couple of hundred years. At least a couple thousand years. Now, I think the only way we could actually destroy the Earth is if some of those people in power think that the only way that they can solve what are just ostensibly diplomatic issues with split atoms. Okay, that used to terrify me a lot when I was a kid. I think most people around my age probably know what I'm talking about. That sense that at any time we could all become like the end of Missile Command. And if you young kids don't know what Missile Command is, good, because that was like one of my least favorite video games. But anyway, I'm just starting to go into the realm of rambling now. So thank you for listening, and I will be back soon with another episode.